Joining me from the McDonough County Health Department, Amy McAllister and Lynette Kale, and talking about actually some pretty good news, I suspect. Now, you know, Lynette, you and I talked to some time ago about these rankings, and a new set has come out from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. So first of all, the county gets ranked in a couple of different ways. What is the difference, first of all, between the health outcomes and health behaviors? What's the difference in those two terms?
Well, the difference, this is a three-year study, like you mentioned, and this is year three of it. And they look at two different things each year. They look at the health outcomes, which is the morbidity and mortality rate, and that makes up health outcomes. And then the other one is the health factors, and that's made up of a number of things, such as physical environment, economy, graduation rates, obesity, tobacco use, diet and exercise, alcohol use. Those things make up the health factors.
Now, the actual rankings, Amy, first of all, it seems like it's been fairly stable, but there has been just a slight uptick in the county's rates. So does that mean a marginal improvement? Does that mean a big improvement? I mean, it's just because the way they measured that it doesn't show up as much of a move?
Correct. With the morbidity or mortality, which is the health outcomes, which is the overall ranking, we have gone from being seventh now to being sixth. So that is terrific for the county. And with the other ones, with the health factors, going from 32 to 28, some of those are based upon people's individual habits, the doctors and practitioners and everybody that are in town, so the access to care, how people are insured, uninsured, or unemployed, and then their own personal behavioral factors, such as the smoking and drinking that Lynette mentioned. So as some of those statistics have decreased, such as the amount of people that are smoking, but our obesity rates have increased. So there is kind of a balance between them, and as some get better and some get worse, it can move our numbers up or down depending on how they're weighted.
Lynette, and it's probably hard to determine causes. I mean, I would guess that these rankings are really indicative of not any one particular thing, but probably show a little bit about the quality of medical care in the area. As Amy pointed out, it's also things like personal habits, shall we say. So it's really hard to probably look at any one factor and say, ha-ha, that's the reason we're moving upward.
They have actually broken it down this year for us to show us a couple areas where we do need to improve, but they weight them differently. So clinical care has access to care and the quality of care they get, and that's part of that factor. And then health behaviors, that's also ranked in there. They've added some new things like how many fast food restaurants you have in your community, because that plays a role in obesity and quality of life as well. So there's some new things in there that kind of change it. But the three things that they showed that we could possibly improve on would be our graduation rates.
Obesity is another area that we can improve upon, making sure that we're providing nutrition, fitness, and different types of programs to help decrease the rates of obesity, not only in the adults, but starting at young so the children develop those healthy habits.
Now, when you talk about graduation, are you talking actually like high school, college graduation? Because I know those factors often do play into these statistics.
It's high school graduation. That's a new ranking that they're looking at this year. That's part of the health factors. But those – and our numbers weren't real far off, but they were slightly higher than the states as far as people not graduating. And so that's something that they recommended that we look at. And the website that people can go to, they can check any county. Actually, they do this for all states in the United States, and it's a countyhealthrankings.org. And you can go to it, and it will show you – it'll highlight those areas that that county needs to work on.
In talking about some of the things that McDonough County could work on, you talk about things like obviously smoking, perhaps better diet. It's one thing to say that, but how would you approach that?
Well, this year, the county health ranking system came out with a new item called roadmaps. So they have initiated the partnership with your local community, with your national partners, and with the leaders across your communities to help improve the health of your county. What they're going to be doing with the roadmaps is actually a new thing this year. With that, they're going to be able to show you different grants that you're going to be able to apply for. They're also going to look at what the communities have already done, what the communities will be doing, and they're kind of approaching it as a take action and seeing what you can do as a community as a whole. Since this is the entire county doing this, what can each of our communities do to help improve the health of the county?
And Lynette, you, as you and I were talking last time we chatted, you had just started to do a community assessment. And does it give you similar indications to the health rankings? Do they show similar trends?
What you're referring to is every 5 years we do a community assessment called IPLAN, and it stands for the Illinois Project for Local Assessment of Needs. And it ties in very closely for a couple reasons. One, we're looking at statistics just like the county health ranking is, but we also use the previous county health rankings to make sure that we're kind of following that same track and that we're meeting those needs that they also identify. Each time we do this, and we do it every 5 years, we pick three things that we think are the biggest needs, and then we usually pick one thing that we know is a need, but we just don't have the statistics for it yet. It's so new that we just don't have the data to back it up. And when we do these assessments, it's not just the health department. We bring in community members, other agencies that we work with, so that we get a overall picture of what those needs are.
If you look at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation rankings and the information there, and you look at the community assessment, would you draw similar conclusions?
Yes, they're right on track. The three things that we decided for the next 5 years to focus on were heart disease, which has been on the list for the last several years, obesity, which, as we mentioned, is one of the things that Robert Wood Johnson said that we needed to focus on, and then respiratory disease, and that includes things like tobacco use and asthma, and the smoking rates will affect that as well. The other thing that we knew as a need but just didn't have the data to back it up yet is the access to mental health care in the county.
And Amy, some of these things obviously are budget driven, some things you'd like to do and there's just not the money there. But what are some things that the county can go ahead and do with either at using existing budget or maybe a little expense?
Well, we have had in the past what was called a Women Out Walking program, where we had for 2 years in a row had 200 women each year participate in that. And basically they were encouraged to walk. And we also used our county partners in that to help provide nutrition programs, stress programs. And that all factors into those health factors to help decrease those. And continuing with those programs would be a good thing, even if you look for a new grant. So this year we have a Life Smart for Women grant that is here in the county, and it is to encourage women to attend the program for 10 weeks, and that focuses on nutrition, fitness, tobacco use, violence, and that all plays into those county health rankings. Continuing our partnership with the other agencies to help make sure that we're developing new programs for the residents of the county to combat those health factors would be terrific.
You know, Lynette, it's fine to talk about numbers, and obviously that's easier to handle them. But when you get down to the individual level, in your experience or perhaps in Amy's, when people come in either for a program such as Amy was talking about or maybe for information or, say, a smoking cessation program, what is it that actually makes a person take that effort? And what is it that makes a person wake up and say, you know, I need to change my life or I need to get rid of these habits?
There's a lot of things, and we usually call those stages of change. And we look at how ready they are. By the time they get to us, they've made that commitment. They're on that road to making that change. A lot of times when we're out doing health fairs or sharing information, maybe that person's not ready for that yet, but it's a good opportunity to plant the seed and let them know that, hey, when you are ready to start doing this, these are the places you can go and these are the resources that you can use to make those changes. And when they come to us, they've made that decision that they are ready to do it and that commitment level. And our job is to give them the tools they need and the encouragement they need to make that lifestyle change. And a lot of times we try and encourage people to know this isn't a temporary thing. Weight loss, healthy lifestyles are not temporary things to get you to a point. They are a permanent lifestyle change, things that you will do for the rest of your life to maintain that healthy life.
You know, Amy, when people make those decisions and maybe enroll in a program with the McDonough County Health Department, do people tend to stay with the habits that they've learned? Do they fall off the wagon, so to speak, or are they pretty successful once they've had, say, like the 10-week walking program? Do ladies tend to stay active after that?
With the walking, yeah, they have incorporated that into their healthy lifestyle. With something like tobacco cessation, our Break the Habit program that we have, where we will help McDonough County residents quit smoking, quit smoking and weight loss and things like that, sometimes it takes multiple attempts. And maybe the person is ready the first time, but yet after they have completed the program, they might start smoking or start eating the way in which they did in the past. And it sometimes does take multiple attempts. But with those multiple attempts, as long as people are trying, it will help to decrease those health factors.
And is it also pretty easy to get on a program? I mean, it seems like we have the farmer's market, so we have, you know, fresh food available. I'm assuming a lot of the vendors also supply that. So is it pretty easy to get on a healthy diet, Lynette?
It's all about having the right tools. We're very fortunate, like you said, to have things in the community like the farmer's market, to have locally grown produce, to have access to grocery stores. It sounds strange to say, but, you know, there are several what's called food deserts in the United States where healthy food is not accessible to everyone. And here in the county, we're very fortunate to have that access and the means to afford those products. And so it is easy for people to do. It's just a matter of making those steps and making that effort and changing the time that you would spend on maybe driving to a fast food restaurant to staying home and spending that time fixing a healthy meal. It's a way of thinking.
With the rankings coming out as they have now, you've had kind of a longitudinal look at things. Do you anticipate continued progress, Amy? Do you think that McDonough can keep up that momentum?
Yes, I think that they could keep up that momentum, offering the programs to the residents of the county through the different agencies here and businesses. I think we can continue to move up in the ranks.
Amy McAllister, the Director of Community Health for the McDonough County Health Department, and the department's director, Lynette Kale, my guest.